Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world. The video keeps inflaming
me. To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Dom, I'm catching some hot breaking news. I knew it was going to break. I'd been interviewed earlier today. I always love it when I get a phone call like, hey, Crudy, I need a comment. I need something for the story. What story do you mean? In this case, I got a phone call from Bruce Murphy, and Bruce is a fine journalist in the state of Wisconsin, and there ain't a lot of them left. Bruce Murphy at the online urbanmilwaukee.com. And within the last 5 minutes, Bruce Murphy has dropped a headline here. I'm going to read it for the people, Dom. I'm being a little self-indulgent. Forward. Yeah. Maybe to the end of the show. We'll see how it goes.
Are you gonna, is Crudy going to quote what Crudy said?
What? Why don't you quote what Bruce Murphy has to say in the headline?
All right. You want to start it off? I'll just do your part.
No. Just the headline's good for now.
All right. The headline from urbanmilwaukee.com. Crute building statewide truth radio, owner of liberal outlet in Madison, envisions a network of 12 stations in 7 markets with factual news shows.
Like fake news to me. That's absolutely true. I have been quite busy, and the team here at Devil Radio in the Shaw, they've been picking up the pieces. And Dom, you've been privy to some of my scheming. But it's been a lot of scheming, and there is a lot of scheming going on behalf of, let's say, the truth and trying to disseminate the truth outstate. And here in the state of Wisconsin, it has become something of a truth desert. And what I mean by that, the investment in local journalism, it's fallen by the wayside. There's just not a lot of local journalism going on. And we've talked on this show many times, 81 right-wing talk radio stations, 235 hours a day of right-wing talk going out across the airwaves all across the state of Wisconsin in cumulative. Now, there are a lot of different, you know, motherships. There's iHeartMedia, there's Midwest Family, there's all these different corporations, and they all have their own variations on righty-whitey talk radio. But there really hasn't been a pushback, to my opinion. There hasn't been an adequate truth platform, let's call it. That's what Bruce Murphy calls it. I like how he characterizes it. So anyways, let's jump into this. I just asked Bruce. I said, Bruce, do me a favor. Every time you've ever written my name in print, it's Mike Crute, liberal talker. That's not how he characterizes me today, and I appreciate that. I like the first sentence. I haven't read much beyond that point, but I like the first sentence. Talk radio entrepreneur Mike Crute, who owns stations in Madison and Waukesha, has plans to create a statewide network of radio stations. And here's the quote. Crudy quoting Crudy through Bruce Murphy's writing. This is the important point, folks. By October, we should have 16 signals in 7 markets in the state. That's a lot of radio stations. 16 radio signals. Now, I would point out, a lot of them are paired, and I tried to explain that concept to my friend Bruce Murphy. You know, friendly journalist. We don't hang out and barbecue, but I would. If you invited me over, I'd bring some ribs or something, some beer at least. Anyways, I'll let Bruce Murphy tell the story. This may include a number of partner stations that have both an FM and an AM signal, but all told, it will cover most of the state. I've been saying most of the back of Russ Feingold's hand. That's what we're trying to cover. And while Crute got his start with liberal talk radio station in Madison and one in Milwaukee that failed, thanks for rubbing that in, Bruce. That's not the plan for this network, certainly not the failing part. In fact, some of the station he hopes to buy may include sports broadcast or even play country music. Guess what, Dom? I'm getting in the country music business. Did I tell you that? That part is true. But in all cases, Crute plans to run broadcasts of AP News, typically on the hour, with the goal of simply giving listeners accurate information.
So the Fox News hit the Fox top News of the hour is gone. Yeah, or AP.
The Associated Press, that's pretty straight down the middle. I think those that listen to Devil Radio and the Shaw also will realize we're going to run out state-level news broadcasts. We're going to produce our own news in addition to the Associated Press. But here's another Crudy quote, read by Crudy. I can tell you that Republicans own the airwaves in outstate Wisconsin, Crudy says, with conservative talk radio repeating the lie that the 2020 presidential election was stolen and lots of Republican ads aired. The goal is to, again, a quote, I'm quoting Crudy here. The goal is to make sure there are no areas of the state that become news deserts. Crute, who is not wealthy, certainly I am not. Crute, who is not wealthy, now has a partner who is.
It ain't me.
It's not you, Don?
No, man.
My partner's name is Sage Weil, a wealthy tech industry entrepreneur, according to my pal Bruce Murphy. A wealthy tech industry entrepreneur who is minority co-owner of 540 AM WAUK, the Waukesha station with full coverage of Milwaukee County, the Crute purchased in January. Technically, that closing just happened like a week ago. With that station as the start, the two have created a new company. This part's also very true. Civic Media, that is purchasing two more radio stations. Those have already been publicly announced through the FCC. And they include, let me make sure I got this right, in Wausau, you've heard of Wausau, sort of the gateway to the north, Tom. In Wausau, north central Wisconsin, and Richland Center. These are the first two announced deals that we can announce. These have been secured, and we've made public announcement with the FCC. We're going to have an AM in Wausau, 1230 AM, and we're going to have an FM in Wausau as well. They're going to be paired signals, if you will. And that's formerly an ESPN outlet. And we're going to do some high school football on the weekends. But we're going to do this format Monday through Fridays. Above and beyond that, the company is also acquiring Fruit Broadcasting's 1450 AM WRCO. That is in Richland Center, Wisconsin. And the partner country station 100.9 WRCO FM, which broadcasts out of Richland Center. I'm not going to tell you the numbers. If you really want to get up in our business, go read the article for yourself. But the prices we paid are listed here. And effectively what we're doing, Dom, and listeners and Evan and those that we haven't gotten around to telling yet, I've been trying to buy AM stations that are partnered with FM translators, as they're called, to make sure that no matter which side of the dial you're looking for coverage, you find us. And we're doing Main Street Radio. We're going to do hometown radio. And we ain't close to done yet. A little bit more. A quote. Again, I believe he's quoting Crudy here. This is from our website. If you haven't found us yet, civicmedia.us. Civic Media is building out a network of radio stations covering most of Wisconsin, with the first round of stations launching in August. Stay tuned. August 1.
Will be wild.
It will be wild. August 1, this plan is going into action. We are moving
forward. Oh, Crudy, I want to read the next one from Bruce Murphy at the Urban Milwaukee, because this strikes a little home to me, man. Crudy is also shopping for a station in the Fox Valley, northern Wisconsin, and other areas he would rather not disclose. I'll quote Crudy. I'm looking for stations that are intrinsically linked to their hometowns. If the station at least has high school sports coverage, we're looking to buy it. The Fox Valley, man. I grew up in the Fox Valley, and the Fox Valley is probably, the third largest metro after Madison?
Number two.
The Fox Valley
is the number two metro in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow. So does that include Green Bay all the way down to Appleton and Neenah?
When you include the greater Fox Valley, it's over 600,000 people.
Right. So that's number two. So that's fantastic.
And that's my backyard, man. Market.
Those are my peeps up there, Crudy. That's fantastic. They're swayable, man. They just need a little love and a little prodding.
And we'll bring beer. You got more, Dom?
Let's see. What else we got here? I've approached all the owners. Crudy said nobody had a for sale sign in their yard. You've been putting some miles on Crudy. I mean, you have been all over the state talking to all sorts of people trying to put this thing together. Man, I know you've been working
hard. Weekends, days. You don't even know. I haven't even been prepping for the show for months.
Can you tell anybody?
Barely.
The end goal is to have coverage in the entire state, but this will not be a liberal talk radio network. Quote, we're not trying to cheerlead the Democratic Party or the left. We're just trying to claim the local community. I want to be the hometown radio. The Civic Media website describes what it will offer as hometown radio, local news, regional commentary. Another quote from the website, at Civic Media, we believe that radio has an important role to play in supporting the community with quality news and commentary. We focus on local, regional, and state issues and current events that are the most relevant to our listeners and combine news with open and honest commentary to advance listeners' understanding and engagement. The words liberal or progressive are not used. It's Crute's vision that is driving the approach. He says Sage is not an ideologue, Crute says. He believes in the truth. But Sage is a Democrat who tweeted, I'm so happy right now after Joe Biden's election. He has donated to Democratic politicians like Evers and Call and given nearly $1.5 million to the Wisconsin Democratic Party, the Transparency USA has reported. He is also very wealthy. How's it pronounced?
Chris? Weil.
Weil, 44, is a classic example of a young tech industry entrepreneur who became wealthy at a young age. As an undergraduate at Harvey Mudd College, he worked with three fellow students to build DreamHost, a Los Angeles-based web hosting provider and domain name register starting in 97. 97, that's a long time ago. About a decade later, he became the founder and chief architect of Ceph, a distributed storage platform, which he designed as part of his PhD research at the University of California, Santa Cruz. And in 2011, he co-founded Ink Tank, a professional services and support company for the open source Ceph file system. Ink Tank was purchased by Red Hat for $175 million in 2014, and Sage worked with that company until 2020. That's when he took a detour, Crudy, into social action as a story on Weil, market research telecast recounts he participated in Vote America as part of the 2020 U.S. presidential election. This is a civil rights organization that helps Americans navigate the complicated U.S. electoral system with voter registration. This work, according to Weil, impressed him. Weil wants to repeat his commitment for the upcoming midterm elections in the USA. Basically, he sees himself in the future of the environment in which the issue of civil rights plays a major role, unquote. While he initially saw WAUK as a liberal talk radio station, Crute has modified the vision. He runs the show featuring Joe Clayfish, husband of Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish.
I catch a little hell for that occasionally as well.
And I give it to you sometimes, and I did retweet some Rebecca. We'll get to that later. That's largely apolitical. You're talking about Joel's show, about cooking and with a hunting theme. It's damn good radio. It plays well across the street, Crute says. The station also carries the Up North podcast. Crute wants to develop regional shows like this that can run on other stations as well. The entire approach is so homey, it almost seems bland. Quote, we want to make it a focus for good governments and offer facts to counter untruths, said Crute, and offer some coverage of local news. You still need to get the county boards covered. But in an age of hate, disinformation, and the big lie, radio stations that serve the community and provide factual information might actually be a radical and refreshing change. Bruce Murphy, writing the best piece of the year over at UrbanMilwaukee.com. Well done, Crudy and Sage.
And Sage, because Sage is the guy with the checkbook. I just got the gumption. But Sage is making it come true. And I've been out here for a decade. You know this, Tom. I've been saying we need people to make an investment. And Sage Weil has stepped up. So congratulations to him. And, let's face facts. That's where the money's coming from. But I got the gumption, Dom. And I got the microphone. And we got one more segment to take your phone call. So come back with us. More Devils. It ain't the weekend yet. We're still working hard for you at 844-967-2789.